Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass if I can run away from my ass.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell, from Good. Renegade Radio. The international
call. Hail, hail, ho, from the Netherlands. Presenting.
Interface complete.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Akafu, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout-out to my dog, DJ Smell Good. Smelling gooder than a mug, I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride.
Yeah.
Digital Dash. Doing 150 on the freeway. We don't drive. We fly. You might want to hold on.
I like my whiskey, like she like my ring and my blue white. I keep with the things. I told you, girl, you better slap me. I got my foot on the gas. I don't mind if we crash. Baby girl, let's ride, 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 ride. Hey, I'm weaving, I'm weaving, I'm feeding, I'm feeding. To get you home and get down to the beat. I got my foot on the gas. I don't mind if we crash. Baby girl, let's ride, ride, ride.
In a brand new drop. Something foreign that these haters ain't got. Sitting on pros, paint so wet, she's so turned on underneath that dress. Lil' mama in my rear view, checking my kit. So I asked her, baby girl, do you drive six? She said,
it's gonna be an automatic. But daddy, don't trip, I can handle that shit.
I can feel the attraction, turbocharged. She don't want me, she want my car. I'm just an accessory, that ain't even stressing me. When she hit the system, guaranteed she gon' be sweating me. What I'm working with, I can see you curious. Baby, hop in, come see who you're dealing with. Yeah, let's slide, hold on tight. Little mama, cause you're rolling with the fast and the furious. Caught a rush, biting the bottom lip when I shift my clutch. That's too much tension, so much kissing. Going up and down just like a piston. Yup, and I can feel that heat. Might stop, get it on in the middle of the street. Keep my foot on the gas, baby, we rolling. Straight to your place, that's where we going. The law don't matter, I can drive faster. Better have a Hemi if you think you gon' catch. What I'm working with, I can tell you curious. When we hit the crib, you'll see what I'm dealing with. Please don't talk, hold that thought. We about to get lost when I use this song.
Me is funny, man.
I know, man.
She loves you, though, man. I can tell, man. She really loves you. Thought she was going to get on me. What? Tell him.
She don't like you. Ain't funny.
So anyway, man, check this out. Before we go to the party, man, we got to stop one place real quick, man.
All right? What do you mean? Stop where?
It's cool, man. I just got to stop and go get my thing.
Go.
You already know, man.
Dylan.
Got to get my mind right.
Get your mind right.
This is a 186.2 exclusive.
We can play a little game for
one night.
Yeah. Come on.
Gon' do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go. Gon' do
one
it for one night.
Night.
Dude. And the watch
works.
Come on. Gon' do it for one night. This the last time, motherfucker.
Them Milwaukee Bucks.
Night.
Damn.
Them Milwaukee Bucks, man, they at it again. Talking all this shit, then trying to be my friend. It's a one-night stand, as they so-called say. Three men in a hotel room rapping, now that's gay. Where the hoes at, motherfuckers? Still sipping on your little cup, being a chump sucker. Jay Wills, nigga, keep trying. I'm glad you got some gold, but nigga, you ain't lying.
That's right. Let's go,
listen. A one-night stand means you got a hoe. Your one-night stand shows you got no hoes. Nigga, quit trying. Nigga, stop lying. Nigga, quit putting Milwaukee down with your fake-ass rhyming. The only hoe
hoes I see is J. Real Gang Ghetto.
You old fuck ass motherfucking Millgate walking nigga Rogers out there. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do. We keep it real. Keep it real. Y'all check out YouTube, Straight Look Rocket. You know what I'm saying? And look at that. We got a video for that too. You know what I'm saying? It's a video for One Night Stand. Video for Why. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of hot videos up there by Goofy Bo. Oh, right. And what's up, Miss Heavenly Angel? You know what I'm saying? We're going down the sidekick up in this. What I think? You know what I'm saying?
Ashwood
at the back.
I like this.
All right, tell us out, people, because this is a little problem.
There's a lot of things that you need.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things.
This is my Help Your Health Money business. Change your motherfucking clothes. The nasty people in the neighborhood, man. It's a nasty motherfucker. I've been meeting lately. I don't know what the hell. I got a nasty motherfucking magnet on or something. Cause nasty motherfuckers need to be hanging around me and shit, and the smell is not so good. You know what I'm saying? So we talking about, you know, your clothes, man. We talking about how long is too long to wear one outfit. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, like, dude, is wearing a pair of jeans for 3 days. Is that cool? You know what I'm saying? You know, how about a chick wearing a bathing suit? You know what I'm saying? 3 days in a row. Or any outfit, dress, anything. You know, and whatever health effects, you know, it's my health, your health, Monday. From wearing dirty clothes and not washing your ass. That's real. So bring your ass and some clean clothes. This is, I don't know where this trend is motherfucking kicking up. When I was young, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we you know. I played up, those were play clothes, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you might have put the same jeans on and played in the motherfuckers, and then you took them bitches off, and you washed your ass, you know what I'm saying? And then the next day, those put your school clothes on, and those lay around. So, yeah, we might have wore the same pair of pants about 3 days, you know what I'm saying? But we didn't wear the motherfuckers to school. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have your dirty ass jeans on in school. You didn't have your pigskin clothes on in school. You know what I'm saying? I'm hanging out at the motherfucker in the hood. My own boy step in there. Step in the house. I don't know how the hell we got on the subject, but he just bust out. Man, I had these bitches on for 3 days. And I'm like, why the fuck would you do that when you got to wash and dry in the house? What is the excuse? You know what I'm saying? Is that cool just to be walking around looking like pigpen with little flies and shit swarming around your ass? You know what I'm saying? Or what the fuck? 347-237-5125. You got a nasty motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? That might apply to this show. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up and holler at your boy. Cause yeah, this is my Help Your Health Monday, man. Also, I seen this fucking chick. For the past 3-4 days, she done had this goddamn fucking, I don't know what the hell you want to call it. It was like a bathing suit, bodysuit, some shit that was on her ass and in her pussy for like 3 fucking days, 4 days straight, man. She at the bar with this shit on. Man, jumping in and out of cars like she tricking and shit. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? What the fuck is really wrong with y'all and that shit there? That is nasty. You know what I'm saying? Especially coming from a female's point of view. Female's aspect. You know what I'm saying? From a male point of view, you know, we get sweaty, smelly balls and shit. You know what I'm saying? That becomes uncool to me. I'm like, damn, I stink. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck was wrong with me? I stink. I don't see how motherfucking women can walk around, you know what I'm saying? And, with your cooter hole smelling like...
It is a good day to die.
Yeah. That's what it smells like. You know? All right, man. Let me walk on over here. What is really going on? Yeah.
Timmy!
Got Miss Heavenly Angel, sidekick of the world. And I mean the world.
Konnichiwa.
What's happening?
Konnichiwa, baby. How's it going?
Konnichiwa, bitches. Yeah, it was all right. It was all right. I'm blessed and unstressed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Made it through. The damn laptop fucking up on me. I have ordered the goddamn cord and middle finger to EPAF China now. I mean, you might get some cheap ass gifts, but you pay for what the fuck you get. Got a fucking laptop cord that might be $100 in the store, but I ordered the bitch $15. Took about 3 weeks finally to get the shit. I ain't had this motherfucker a hot 2 months, and the goddamn cord going bad. The same fucking spot that for the reason why I replaced the person. And I had that bitch for like, you know what I'm saying, years. I said, boy, this is bullshit. And this is the United States you live in. Buying cheap-ass, motherfucking, no-good-ass products from another country. We don't give a fuck because they ain't using the products anyway. And they sending this old third-world-ass shit over here, you know what I'm saying, for us to consume and shit to break up on us. You know what I'm saying? That's that bullshit. Shout-out to 186 Deuce, you know what I'm saying, Google Bones, just wrapping up this show. I don't know what it was about, but I'm pretty sure it was a hot show because he's up and he is on. So, what's the hygiene rule around your household there, Miss Evelyn Angel?
What's the hygiene? Oh, no.
My daughter takes
2 showers a day. Sometimes I do.
I'm saying, but is there a rule, though? Do you have, like, a rule set up? Like, you know, kids come in, take your school clothes off, put your play clothes on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that used to be, yeah, but she's now a teenager, so she doesn't really go outside and play like that anymore, you know, in the dirt and stuff. That don't matter.
And then when your grandson come over, that's just, he ain't part of the household anyway, so.
Yes, he is. That's my boy.
I mean, as far as, you know, he don't stay there, though, right?
Yeah, well, he don't live with me anymore, but he lived with me until he was almost 4.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. He's
that boy.
Yeah, he still went through that little phase, you know what I'm saying? didn't want to change his clothes and shit. And damn. Go wash your ass. At least that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But anyway, that's been, you know, kind of weird, man. I'm hanging out at the club and I just happen to see that, notice that, this chick, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't even just that chick. Just motherfuckers in my neighborhood actually do that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I have a chick, Kelly. Her name's Stephanie.
You got
in
a who?
The chat room.
You got a who? You got a guest?
Don't kick her out.
Oh, you said that's your guest. Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Stephanie,
what's
sign in.
Oh, that's all good. Because if she does it, you know I give her an award. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Yeah. Welcome, Stephanie, to the shizzo. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. You're hanging out. Captain Smells so good. I thought she smelled the prize in my, international co-host. I don't know where he's up.
He should be home any time now.
We're around here hitting the old good weed.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
You know what I'm saying? All right. And that's what we're talking about. So, this is not WebMD Day. I shouldn't have to go to a medical website to tell motherfuckers to wash their ass. I mean, there is no medical techniques to washing clothes and wearing some motherfucking clean clothes. You know, it only becomes a medical problem, you know what I'm saying, when you got to peel the goddamn clothes off of you.
How did you come to this show for Your Health, My Health Monday?
What do you mean?
What happened? Something must have happened where you're like, yeah, you need to change your clothes.
Oh, yeah. People, you know me. Anything
somebody
I talk about
you?
Is something that personally doesn't happen. No, I'm saying it. Some of the nasty motherfuckers in my neighborhood. Nasty bitch at the club. You know what I'm saying? It's extra not cool when you wear some shit like that to the club. I'm telling you, this chick came to the club, and just last night, I had to applaud her. I'm like, damn, thank you, you nasty motherfucker, for changing your clothes. Oh, my God, give me old smirk and shit. Fuck that. Bitch, change your clothes. That is not hygienic for females, period. You know, men can get away with some shit. Men can't even get away with wearing no goddamn underwear 3 days in a row. That's some nasty shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I can see 2 days in a row because shit, she done fell asleep over at your homeboy house. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done did that. Fell asleep over somebody's house. By the time I get home, you know what I'm saying, I'm jumping in the shower and I'm washing my ass and I'm changing my clothes. We got motherfuckers that just bypass the shower and everything else and keep on the same nasty-ass clothes, go to the club, hang out in the club in the same nasty-ass clothes, and you see these motherfuckers the next day, all fucking day, with nasty-ass clothes on. Smelling frowsy. You remember that word? Your mama ever said that to you? What do you smell? Girl, you smell frowsy. Well, that might be a southern word. Frowsy. Your mama always say that, you know what I'm saying? Girl, go take off and clothes, you start to smell frowsy. Smell frowsy is like when you ever smelled the person that didn't dry their clothes properly?
Smell moldy or something?
And the clothes smell wet, so they you know what I mean? Smell wet. Yeah, you never smell a person smell wet, like wet.
Yeah.
Like, your clothes wet. And
you're going to the wrong club, baby. You need to find a new gig.
No. This is what it's the hood. When would I work in the hood? Shit. Shoot them up, gangsters, bullets.
That's
and
what
everything
you get
else.
When you're in the hood, baby. What you talking about?
That's how we do it. Shit. Whole scallywags. And chumps, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole surrounding, gangsters. Shit, we got rats that carry pistols, you know what I'm saying? Shit, they doing drive-bys on each other, you know, that's how we get down.
Oh. Not even.
That was funny.
Put the radio up.
Pow,
you know?
Yeah, shit. It do get a little drastic down here, but not not that drastic. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? But, no.
You need to pull the guns out for that one.
Yeah, I work at...
give yourself an award.
I work at... where is my guns at? I don't even know where my guns at. Little rat pulling out. Sit down! The rats are shooting! The rats! The rats ain't shooting! And I ain't talking about the men. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about...
drop!
Literal rats. You know what I'm saying? You ever seen a wood rat? Matter of fact, you ever seen a wood rat?
No.
You never heard of a wood rat? What the...
I've seen a water rat.
What the fuck is a water rat?
I don't know.
A water rat. That would be considered an otter or a...
No. It's like a wharf rat, you know? Big old monstrous little thing. Huh?
Oh, well, yeah, that's the same thing as a wood rat. Wood rats get up to, like, literally, no bullshit, like 2 feet long.
I know, that's what I'm saying. These things are big.
And
like, scary. That, I was like, what is that in the water?
Let me see.
Scary.
Yeah. But these are living in your house. These live in between your walls and stuff like that, so you might hear some... Well, that's a big ass rat, and when they chew through your wall, I'm talking about it was like a shotgun hole done hit your wall. I mean, that's how big these motherfuckers like. They're like somebody stood there and just boom, put a hole in your wall, but a rat did. So, but the rats are cleaner than most of these motherfuckers walking around. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that is real, man. Most of these rats are cleaner than most of these motherfucking humans walking around.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. Get great name brand items at a fraction of retail pricing. It's easy and it's fun at bid66.com. Sign up right now and get 10 free bids. Great items going up for bid every day, such as Apple iPads, pirate tickets, Xboxes, and gift cards, plus free shipping straight from the factory. So do what I do.
Wow.
Get your kicks from bid66.com.
Wow. I'm sorry. I had to hype that up because, geez, damn, either right, that shit sounds dry than shit. I mean, that motherfucker sounds dry. You know what I'm saying?
Have you been to a show lately?
Yeah.
Right. Ahead, man. This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us and rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures.
Yeah.
You're pretty good. Not.
No. That's what I told a couple of chicks the other night. You know what I'm saying? You're pretty good. Not. No. All right, look, I got to get into a little song right here, a couple of jams, you know what I'm saying? You know what we do right here. This is Regular Game Radio, home of the independent artists, you know what I'm saying? This is what we play here, nothing but indie heat. And playing it long, and we playing it strong, all day long. All right.
Hey, little mama, oh, little mama, yeah.
get it from the street. Don't say no shit, love mama, my J. If I'm locked up, don't fail. Rocked up, she won't fail. I keep her iced out, Gucci bad with the coattail. Hey, we headed straight to the hotel. Bitch hit me on my cell, she like, oh well. Hey, now that's what I'm talking about. No stress, no hell. Mama, don't keep it still. Hey, and even though I got another bitch, little mama knows she my main bitch. Hey, that means she get my name, bitch. Got a homegirl like, ain't that a bitch? Say, yeah, you know. That's the only damn reason that I name her.
All ladies, please report to the dance floor. If you're bow-legged, not needed, pigeon-toed, we still need to see you. Jay Creek, tell him how I feel about him.
Get me high, I get so emotional, please don't make me cry. Just pop one of these and then away we fly. Now I'ma be loving you till the day I die, and that's no lie.
You walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
I need a broad, real dad, sweet attitude. Toes in the nail done that sit up on the bar stool. I see you got some people to which I respect that. They go my number anyway, you gon' get back. I know you like it from the back. Yep, got them chinky eyes with them track runner thighs. I like the way you do it. You don't worry about nothing. Take it down, bring it up, do a little something.
You walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
You fine and you know. Walking off the movie like you knew, like you knew. Booty so curled like it got scoliosis. Take your time with it, let me see it slow motion. Let me see it slow motion. I'm talking about the way you do it. I know you like to ride it. Up and down on it like you got high drive. Make the dope boys want to spend a few dollars. Let you hold the key to the Chevy Impala. Bend a few corners with your girls going shopping. All in the mall, everybody trying to hide it. Your money ain't right, she ain't trying to be bothered. Hey, dawg, you got problems.
Round and around and around we go. Get the money maker, let me see you get low. You got good foot, the girl, don't let it go. You need some more love and shout it, you can let me know. Round and around and around we go. Get the money maker, let me see you get low. You got good foot, the girl, don't let it go. You need some more love and shout it, you can let me know.
Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
How the hell did I get this way? Shook, shorty got me hooked like a fish on bait. A kiss on cake, hard as it may be to believe. Still in me, good puss got me B-L-I-N-D. Many nights I couldn't fall asleep. After the club, I hear your body calling me. Wanting to
thug. I make sure to give you all of me. Think I'm in love, I'm addicted and it bothers me. More like a drug, cause you take me high. I get so emotional, please don't make me cry. Just pop on the diesel and away we fly. Now I'ma be loving you till the day I die. And that's no lie. You walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
Hey, that's how you do it. One time, let me give a shout out to all my celibate people out there, all my people who ain't fucking nothing. You know what I mean? All right, goddamn it. Yeah. All that motherfucking goddamn cheering and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's going down like that. Yeah, shout out to Stephanie. You got me listening to the shizzo. Shout out to old Pennsylvania out there. You know what I'm saying? Hometown old Mr. Easy Rider. And Mr. Fern, easy goddamn phone him to call his ass up. But yeah, I'll call his ass up. We'll call the goddamn Pennsylvania in a minute, people. Wake some folks up over that side. You know what I'm saying? We do this live. What am I saying, man? I always do this. Tell me what I can do. That's all he is. Here you go, check it out.
See me aboard. Energize. Energize.
Are you ready to be teamed up for one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell, so good, and international co-host, Saya Knight, from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Starship Smelly Prize at www.blogtalkradio.com/WBGE radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Marlboro Man. Brother, sound like the Marlboro Man. Awesome.
Oh, groovy, baby.
All right, so we're talking about My Health, Your Health Monday presents Change Your Motherfucking Clothes, all right? Because we got a little, well, I don't know if it's a problem in your community or just my community, but it's a problem. Now, you know, I seen this dude one time, one of the homeless men. They brought this dude into the jailhouse, you know what I'm saying? Don't ask me what the fuck I was doing there. I was just visiting. I was just visiting. yeah, my homeboy told me they had a good dollar menu there, so I wanted to go and check out the food menu. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, I'll tell you that too. That motherfucking dude, man, they had to cut this dude's shoes off. I mean, when they brought him in, you know what I'm saying? I just happened to observe, you know, the proper procedures when you come in. Yeah. There we go. I'll keep it like that. But when they brought him in for the pat down, you know, you got to take your shoes off. If you don't know, motherfucker, you got to take your shoes off. They pat your feet down. They, you know, check your inside and out for your shoes, and then they do the pat down, you know. But they couldn't get the dude's shoes off. They had to literally get scissors and cut the man's shoes off of his feet. To the point where, I mean, they had to get that man medical attention after they did it, man. That shit was so nasty. I mean, you talking about stench. Oh, man, the stench was out of this world. I mean, the stench was up here in space where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, yeah. The shit was smelling bad. I mean, I mean, I'm smelling it right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, Jesus, people. They cut his shoes off, and I had to just tell them I was like,
don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Yeah, I mean, for real. Because dude's feet smell like ass and ankles. You know what I'm saying? And I mean spoiled ass and ankles. If anybody know what that smells like. Right. And, yeah, so they gave him medical attention and shit, you know what I'm saying? And then they brought his stinking ass back into the goddamn booking area, you know what I'm saying, where I happened to be visiting at, just visiting. Yeah. And when they set him down, man, the dude smelled so bad, man. It was like you couldn't even get on the other side of the jailhouse to get away from as funky as this dude smelled. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so that's a health problem, people. That's a serious. Wash your ass. If your children come in during the daytime and y'all don't old school, y'all don't tell them to take their clothes off, and they use the same school clothes, now go run and play in their school clothes, and they in their same school clothes all fucking night long, and then they get up the next day and put them same goddamn clothes back on. You know, if some kids out here to do that, because these modern age, you know, wannabe parents, which they ain't parents no more. I don't know what the hell these women is nowadays. We don't have parents no more. We just got motherfuckers who open their legs up and something falls out. Ain't even kids no more, because motherfuckers take care of kids. You know what I'm saying? These punk-ass parents or punk-ass motherfuckers who want to be parents these days, a male and female, you know, this is the weakest generation of parents I've ever seen. And, hell, I only ain't been here that long to be seeing them, but this generation got some weak-ass parents. Punk-ass parents, that's what I call them. Punk-ass parents, punk-ass parents. And if you let your kid walk out the house, I mean, his damn socks is damn near turning green. Come on, people. Don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? If your little boy got his boxes on for 4 days in a row, something wrong with that. If a little girl got her panties and bra and she ain't got the same shit on for 3-4 days, something's nastily wrong with that. And that has to come from somewhere. So I'm wondering where the kids got it from. They got to get it from the adults. It got to come from the adults. You know what I'm saying? The kids don't just do it on their own. They observe. They observe their surroundings. And then they, you know what I'm saying, they do what their surroundings do. So if you walking around all day with your same shit on all day, looking nasty, then, yeah, you got to expect the same, man. They want to move out of my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? That's why I ain't trying to go to jail no more. Just as stank as that motherfucker was in jail. All right, people. We got some people blowing up the bridge. You know what I'm saying? Let me give some shots out from around the world. And I mean the world. We got 186 Dukes representing San Jose, California. We got Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, representing Seattle, Washington. And we got Miss Just. Like, we got to sing this, people. Every time she come on, you got to sing her name. You can't say her name. You know what I'm saying? Just last night. Oh, yeah. Now, so smooth. So smooth. And she representing Texas. You know what I'm saying? Big up to Texas out there. We got Miss Stephanie, newcomer to the shizzo, you know, by the way of Mrs. Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? The show's new sidekick. And she represents Pennsylvania. Shouts out to everybody up there. And we got sweet baby love. And I mean love. Oh, yeah. Representing NY, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the NY out there, all my New Yorkers out there holding it down real big. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, people, some of the people that you hear on here are direct descendants of the first, first, goddammit, host reunion. You know what I'm saying? Blog Talk host reunion. And so the second annual is coming up. Stack your motherfucking chips up. And, that's how we do. Well, Stephanie, you can go back in and change your name. You got to go back into your My Account settings. And then right where it lists your, what does it say, show name or username like that, just correct your name and you'll be all right. We don't have any Stephanies on this network, so believe you me, you will be all right. And as you can see, most everybody got code names or cover names. You might want to pick a cover name, like, I don't know. Shit, I don't even know. But find something creative. All right. Hold on. We might got the parents of some dirty kids on the line. Let's find out. All right, 216, do you have dirty kids?
No, I don't have no damn dirty kids.
Oh,
it's just last night, Sweetie Love.
Oh, okay. I got dirty kids. It's just last night. People represent. Let me do it correctly. Just last night. Oh,
it's Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah, little right. Mo' Blue in Texas.
Oh, I did say Texas, didn't I?
Yes, that's Mo' Blue.
Ohio. My bad. Ohio's out there. You know what I'm saying? Like I tell my ex, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? I'm always repping your state. You know what I'm saying? I'm always repping that for some reason. That's how we do it. But what's up, ladies? How y'all doing? Shouts out to you. What's going down?
We called in to love on you.
That's fine.
Oh, you called in the love, and I mean the love.
You know.
And let me ask y'all something now, because you know how I get on Mondays. All right. When we was brought up, and of course we got a little age difference. You know what I'm saying? I'm 32. Y'all might got 2 years on me. Right.
Three.
Right.
I'm 40, baby. Come on.
Let's not go there.
Right. Yes,
40 is the new 20, baby.
Look, I love 40.
That's what the weed man told me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was giving me my shit. And I hit it sometimes, and I ain't even give a shit no more. You know, yeah, it is, nigga. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you looking 20 now. Yeah. Yeah, until I sober up. Yeah.
Looking plenty good. It's more like it.
Right. Older the bear, sweeter the dude.
Age. I'm older now, baby.
Or blacker the bear. Well, yeah, she older than motherfucker, too. You know?
So what was
like
the question?
Man,
we was going to say.
Yeah, but why get too old to make you sick? You know what I'm saying? Oh, wait a minute.
Hey.
Anyways, I'm asking, did you all have clothes etiquette? Like, when you came in, did your mama tell you to take off your school clothes? You know what I'm saying? Put on your play clothes and then go outside and play. And when you come back in, take them nasty-ass play clothes off, put your sleep clothes on, take your ass to bed, well, you know, go and wash your ass, and then take your ass to bed. And then get up in the morning and put some clean school clothes on.
Yeah, I had to do that. I was raised by my grandma. She didn't play.
I was raised by your grandma. Well, you're a little exception to the rules. You know what I'm saying? Grandmas, they know what to do. I'm talking about, you know, an actual parent. You know what I'm saying?
We had to take off our Mm-hmm. We had to put our play clothes on because our school clothes was our school clothes, you know, because it wasn't like you had 150 different outfits, you know. So.
Oh, I ain't think about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, me and my brother, we shared three pair of pants, goddamn. It was three of us. Man, let me wear the motherfucker today, dog. Shit, nigga, I need to look fresh, even though we all went to the same school. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had
niggas
to
was broke
we
back
to
in the day. Niggas was broke people. Yeah, we was broke.
And we couldn't sit on no bed. And smelly, we couldn't sit on no bed with outside clothes on. So our mother, rest her soul, she would always have a chair in our room for our friends. They could not sit on our beds with their outside clothes on.
Damn. Okay. Shout out Lena G. We got Australia.
Yeah.
Up there.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, keep
my
bed
fresh. That's my co-host, too. Yeah, and konnichiwa, ladies. My bad. Konnichiwa.
Oh,
your co-host is at home. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this month's language is Japanese, you know what I'm saying? So tomorrow we'll be getting into Japanese numerals. So if y'all like to come by and massacre language with us, you know, you all are welcome.
Wow. Today's my day. And, you know, I'm so glad that we could just come through and just chill with you for a little bit and, you know, in your chat room. And,
you know. Just last night, you going to lie this time or you coming through?
I'm lying. What you talking about?
No, goddamn, I'm talking about to the host reunion, the second annual, coming up in November.
Oh, I'm trying to make... I'm trying to make it. Take the try out of that. Okay, yes,
I am working on it. See, that's more positive. You know, all that try, that's like a, ooh, that's a nasty word. I don't even know how that got into the English.
That's a nasty word.
I'm working. See, working.
Look, I'm going to do my best.
That promotes progress. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna do my best to show up for y'all.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
If we can't make this part of it, it's gonna be a part two.
Hey, wait a minute, what the happened, Timmy? Did you beat my? Hold on, people. There you go, Mr. Cyanide. My co-host, people. Konnichiwa, Abarigani.
What you talking about today?
Close. Oh, okay, people, Habarigani, you know what I'm saying? That means how are you? All right, if anybody wanted to know, that was from the last month's language of Swahili. So, salamu is hello, and Habarigani is how are you? And the response is asante, some shit. I forgot the damn response, but hell, I got you there, goddamn shit.
Now, what would that response mean?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay. What if you're not fine?
Well, if you're slightly cute, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know that saying yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe different.
Like slightly cute and shit. Yeah, women ever say that? Oh, he's slightly cute. What the fuck is slightly cute? Oh, he ain't fine. He ain't fine, but he ain't ugly. He all right. All right. But anyway, get off of the looks anyway. Let me ask you something, Mr. Sinai, since you all the way over in the Netherlands. Did you change the clothes every day? Ain't that inappropriate, dude? That's just inappropriate to ask, I know.
Do you wash your clothes every day, brother? No.
Wait a minute. Where's the awards at?
I change my underwear every day. I change my socks every day.
That's awesome.
Oh, okay. All right. But you wear the same pants every day then?
Not every day, but mostly 2 days in a row.
Sounds like a typical male right there, people. Okay, but you're not a construction worker. You don't do dirty work.
No. But in the case you do that, you just have two outfits, one for working, and you hit the shower after work, and then you change into your regular clothes.
Yeah, but you see what you just said? Take a shower.
Yeah. That's normal if you do.
This is what I'm saying, people. I live in Tampa, Florida. All right, it was hot, sticky, nasty, and all that above. So technically, what he just said should go on every day. You bring your nasty ass home, put a stick in the shit, you jump in the shower, take your work clothes off, and then put your play clothes on and go out. These trifling ass niggas, you know, and white people too. Let me just put all that. This is people. We're talking about people. Cause I always say nigga a lot. And people think I'm talking about black people. You know what I'm saying? Hell to the no. I'm talking about humans. Nasty ass, frowsy ass, smelling humans. That's what we got here. They come home at the labor pool all goddamn day. You know what I'm saying? Throwing bricks or whatever the hell they do. And then they come home, sit their nasty ass on the couch, have a beer. Or come to your house with they nasty, frothy smelling ass around, have a beer, smoke on your weed, go home, don't change clothes, sit they nasty ass down at the dinner table, eat, sit their nasty ass up, and then go to the club and hang they stink nasty asses in the club. And I know y'all like, why you hang around these people? People, I don't hang around them. They hang around me, but the smell lingers, all right? The smell, it lingers. I can't get away from it. It's a growing epidemic, and I'm trying to find some resolution. You know, customers, it look kind of rude when a customer walk up to you and you start spraying his ass down with Febreze. You know what I'm saying? Hey, damn, hold on. I'll sell you a blunt in a minute. I'm going to spray you down. Yeah, that's the type of people I'm running into. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have portable Febreze in your pocket in order just to talk to a person. tried to get this chick a damn, like, 4 peppermints last night before she talked to me. I'm like, damn, girl. She thought I was kidding. Hell no. Nah. I was finna pull the damn battery operated, you know, Listerine lollipop out on her. Like, damn, girl, suck on that. Because you smell like you've been sucking on something else. You know what I'm saying?
Like, without you need a bodyguard.
Shit. No, she got
like
body older. That was the problem. She got body older. Shit.
Keep them back, Shelly. Keep them back.
She's odorous. You know what I'm saying? She was very odorous. And I'm saying that ain't right for female, man. That's not right, ladies. Okay? I can't do what men do. You can't wear your panties 2 days in a row. Any female on this phone tell me that, I'm going to hang up right now. I'm going to hang up on myself. Damn, man.
Panties? You talking about panties?
Yes, panties.
I don't wear panties. And now what?
Darkness, everybody. Everyone's darkness is ready.
Get those mashed potatoes.
That's all I want. Darkness, everybody. All right, well, let's ask all the women out there that wear, you know, go buff every day. You know what I'm saying? I got, you know, a little significant other. She doesn't like to wear clothes either, which I don't see how y'all, you know, do that. But all right.
How about some edibles?
Sweet D Love, you one of them butt naked tights, or just last night, either one of y'all one of them butt naked tights?
On occasion, you know, I don't go commando every day, but, you know, some days you just
commando.
Don't feel like
it. Yeah, that's what it's called this side. Now. It's called going commando.
Commando, right, baby.
No, hey,
why did it
you ain't never,
it,
never even thought, what the hell does commando got to do with being naked? You know what I'm saying?
That means
you
got balls,
too. You ain't never seen a naked commando. So what the hell commando got to do with no clothes on?
It's a warlord.
They figure, you know, you got to be, you know, on one in order to do that. Because what if your skirt fly up or you're bending over and your whole ass crack out? You know, it's certain things. So you got to be brave enough, you know, to go commando like that. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Ah, man. Hey, and dobro utro to Alina G. And I forgot how to say goodbye. Alvito saying, fuck it. I speak so many languages, people.
Ayanara.
I put it all together. You know what I'm saying? Arrivederci to you. Yeah. Put all that in there. Okay. We got 6 minutes to the Nutty News, people. You know what I'm saying? We got 6 minutes to hang out, you know what I'm saying, to the Nutty News. Just want to give some promos. We're working on going over to the Paranormal Soup Network. You know what I'm saying? We are actively pursuing that. Mr. Brian Knight has the user in that we're going to be sharing, so we've got to work that out. You know what I'm saying? So y'all look out for that. We'll be moving over to a new network, the Paranormal Soup Network, on PSN Radio.
We can start on working, making that definite right now. I have my new computer casing, so my quad core is nicely built into that. That's going to be the streaming computer. And I got the internet connection, and it's a good thing you remind me, because I have to call somebody who's going to help me hook it up here. We have to... how do you say it? Pull a cable through some pipes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't have no cable in your house?
Yeah, I did, but I never had it hooked up. And now the person that came and set up my cable connection in the front room pulled the cable. So he pulled the cable up into the thing again. And I have
people, what we mean by pulling cable is, you know, your house just don't come with motherfucking... telephone and cable service. You know what I'm saying? They actually got to go into the walls, feed the cables through the walls, down into the socket, and then pull it out the socket. I used to do this shit back in the day, you know.
That's it, exactly.
It's cable pull. It's called cable pull. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you know has to be done. When you call somebody to say, hey, my I need, you know, internet hooked up. Well, they're not just gonna come in and just flip a switch. They actually have to come in. More nowadays, most houses are already pre-wired, but if they're not, You know, like some older houses, and they got to come in, get on the roof sometimes, or however. You know what I'm saying? We got to get to run that cable. Run the cable down, hook it up, bam, now you turn it on.
That's one of the few people that you can call, hey, you got to come and pull my cable.
Right. I don't think I'll be saying that to anybody, but, yeah. Come and pull my cable, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I guess not. All right, yeah, people, we do got some. Those are not my kids. Those are Timmy's kids. They'll be running around here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, those are not my kids. So I know y'all be like, hey, man, you got kids on the starship. You smoke weed and everything. I don't smoke weed around kids. All right, those are Timmy's kids. I be telling him to keep his kids, you know, on the other side of the spaceship because, you know, what I be doing. You know what I'm saying? But he just keep rolling by me, giving me the middle finger. I'm like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Let the kids do what they do then, you know?
And if somebody says something stupid like that, hey, you ain't smoking weed around kids, you got to ask them if they drink alcohol around kids. Because most people do.
Yeah, well, I mean, me personally, you know, it's just a, you know, personal thing, and I try not to smoke them around kids, you know what I'm saying? Because I know these little punk-ass kids, you know what I'm saying? They pick up the shit, you know what I'm saying? They pick up everything that they see, you know? So if they see you doing it, you know what I'm saying? Nowadays, they want to do it. I don't understand that, though, because back in the days when I was growing up, I seen my mama, you know what I'm saying? You know, she hit the old, she didn't do it in front of us, you know, like, but my godmother and all the girls would come over. Because we wasn't even allowed in the motherfucker living room. See, that's the problem today, too. You know, punk-ass motherfucker parents, you know, giving their kids too much leeway. You don't want to be friends and all that shit. You know, yeah, I'm friends. Ain't no motherfucking friends. You ain't no friends with your son. You ain't no friends with your daughter. You a parent, and that's it. Start giving leeway and smoking weed with your son and smoking weed with your kid. No, hell to the no.
I'll tell you that way. I'll tell you this, if my parents would have said that to me back when I was younger, hey, you can't come in the living room, I would have asked them if they were insane.
Oh, well, no, you would have did that here because you would have got either a shoe or you would have got a belt or you would have had something cross your ass, your face, or maybe a spoon cross your knuckles. But the other ladies, and they ain't even from your mama. Your mama could have been in the bathroom. Unless your ass crept up in the living room and one of them women seeing you. All right. Shit. See, I come from the era of everybody whoop your ass. You know what I'm saying? I come from the era where the village raised the child. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got that no more.
Hey,
you know,
we got the same
age. We got the TV raised your child, the internet raised your child type shit going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guarantee if you put a parent on the goddamn internet, a virtual parent and shit, them motherfuckers will teach your kid better than these goddamn real parents nowadays. And why? Because we letting the kids pay attention to the internet like that is it. That's everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they look at. They look at the computer like it's everything. Oh, man, this is fascinating. This is cool. But the parents don't even know the proper use of the internet. So how can you teach the proper use to the kids?
Hey,
so then they get out and they wild out just like you got on the bitch, just wild out. And they're looking at everything. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we get into what we're getting into right now. Pedophiles trying to motherfucking get to your kids virtually and shit. You know what I'm saying? They're doing busting on and shit to get to your kids. All right.
My parents didn't used to have a computer, but I taught them a lot about the internet and the stuff that you can do. They got three computers at home now. Three. One laptop and two normal computers.
Oh. All right. We got Miss Stephanie that's going to be here in the body here. They should be back too. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? But you're leaving at the wrong time because this is about to get into the funniest time of the shizzle. You already know? Anybody got a watch on?
Can somebody pass the mashed potatoes, please?
Hey, woman. Hey. I asked you what time it was. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't it time for me to get my nutty on? Hello.
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You gonna ask all after the fact. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Did you offer Heavenly Angel a position as a program director, man?
Nah, man, she's a sidekick.
Something like that, you know.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
the sidekick now, baby.
We're
right.
Fine position. You know what I'm saying?
I'm taking
right,
it here every
day. The top of the, it is the top of the hour. You already know what time it is. It is time for the Nutty News.
I'm gonna
one time, much love to Miss Just Last Night and Miss Sweet D Love. Hanging out on the phone with your boy. Y'all want to call and show some love, 347-237-5125. We all the way live up in here, man. Strecking the Game Radio. We just up in the building. And we got to hear our world. All right. You know what I'm saying? One time. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yes. All right, people, another news of the day is brought to you apart by anothernewsoftheday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off the wall news. From around the world, and I mean the world. All right, let's go ahead and get into it, man. The first article would have been about damn Paris Hilton, but who really gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? That's what I don't understand. If you got money, why are you going to jail for stupid shit? If you got millions of dollars, why are you in the headlines for going to jail on misdemeanor charges? Okay. I guess people want to be in the limelight whatever way they can. Instead of donating money or starting charities or doing something positive, bitches want to be in the limelight, you know what I'm saying, for doing stupid negative shit. You know, stealing candy bars. Bitch, you's a fucking millionaire. What the fuck are you stealing anything for? Jesus, dude. Anyway,
that's
it ain't all the
money. Dominion.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck it. Let's start this thing off at the top, people. Over the UK. You already know it. Right. This is actually a problem popped up here in the United States, too. Cheating teachers. Giving students wrong answers? No, well, we didn't have that. We just had some cheating teachers who were just, you know, passing kids and shit, but they wasn't tricking the kids. Dutch, that's appropriate. Dutch teachers cheated in a bid to boost pupils' exam results, but got the answers wrong. Yeah, dumbass. Investigators were called into one school when 18 of 19 kids gave the same incorrect answer on their external exam. An official probe found proof the pupils were illegally helped by a teacher. And you still got the goddamn answer wrong. Boy, that reflects on the teacher right there. That reflects on the teacher now. That's fucked up. You get teacher help. And you still motherfucking fail. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, let me give an award for the people here, for the people. Y'all want to be old motherfucking cheap shit, you know what I'm saying? Want to cheat for the kids. Yeah.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
We'll be handing those out daily right here live. In New York, shouts out to Miss Sweet. Probably heard about this. You know, she stay around billionaires and millionaires, all that kind of shit. Billionaires been wearing the same shoe or the same shoes for 10 years. Yeah.
Talking about
Mayor Bloomberg. Did anybody know that?
No.
Anybody give a fuck about that? Who does care? Cause you
but is that literally the same pair of shoes or the same brands for that long?
Well, let's find out. Mayor Bloomberg is the rare billionaire who can preach penny pinching without putting his foot in his mouth. He's been wearing the same shoes for 10 years. The mayor owns only two pairs of work shoes. One day he'll wear one, the next the other, and when they get worn down, he has them resold.
Oh, my
Damn.
God.
Now, that is, come on, people. The two
How much
pairs
does it cost
of classic black loafers.
Shoes?
Huh?
I wonder how much does it cost to let somebody work on your shoes instead of buying a new one?
Well, I mean, you're a billionaire. I don't think you give a fuck, but what would be the point of you getting your goddamn shoes resold, people? I mean, why don't you go to the makers of the loafer company and just say, hey, I've been wearing y'all shit faithfully, you know what I'm saying? Give me some goddamn new shoes when these bitches wear down. I'm pretty sure you, the mayor, that would look pretty good on Nate Promo to sell some shoes. Right. The two pairs of classic black loafers, one tasseled the other penny loafers, predate his tenure as mayor, and both are so well-worn, with labels so long gone that even Bloomberg himself can't remember what brand they are.
Damn.
Well, hey. That still is stupid to me, people. You a motherfucking billionaire. What the fuck are you doing with your money? You know what I'm saying? Damn. If your feet can't be comfortable, then what is the point? Okay, I'm sorry. He's saying work shoes, people. He's saying these are the shoes that he just wears when he goes into the mayor's office. This ain't saying that he ain't got a billion goddamn pair of tennis shoes and all this other kind of shit when he takes them shoes off. Okay. I had to clear that up, cause that wasn't making no sense to me. Back in the UK, you know what I'm saying? A drunk is rescued after getting stuck in a recycling bin. Yeah. Okay. This seems a little nuttier than what I was expecting. But, okay. Dog walker, her cries of help coming from a closed recycling bin outside Great Wakering Sports Center in Great Wakering, Essex at 6:30 a.m. The man, believed to be Lithuanian and described as drunk, the fuck kind of description is that, climbed into the metal bin on his way home because he was cold, but got stuck inside. That's some nasty shit. Ooh. You get all right. Yeah, well, nah. I was gonna waste an award on him, but nah. You were drunk, brother. Good thing you didn't get your ass tossed into the goddamn recycling truck. You know what I'm saying? You would have been fucked up.
Maybe
he
was reaching
Kentucky
for a bottle that had some liquor.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's in. This ain't even real. I got damn recycled alcohol bottle and shit.
That's the truth of the matter, you know? Shoot. Sucking on them bottles.
Clean that gin bottle down there. Try to get the last sip out of it. It fell in. Oh, man. Man claims caffeine insanity and wipes his death.
Right.
What the hell kind of lame excuse is that? I ain't never heard that one. Caffeine insanity. Is that known in the Netherlands? Has anybody ever won off of that?
I don't know if you can use it as a legal excuse, but if you drink a lot of coffee, you will jumping all over the place, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, shit, you take two espressos and see how motherfucking you feel. Yeah.
Oh, I drink about 10 cups of coffee a day, so I can take
two espresso. No, I said espresso. That's Cuban coffee?
I know espressos.
Yeah. Damn shit's down? Yeah, you don't want to fuck. No. Damn shit's down, man. I drank a cup, one of them little, I thought it was a sample cup. She was like, no, that's what you drink it out of. I'm like, this little shit? She's like, yeah, you only need a shot. You don't want a cup of it. I'm like, oh, okay. Shit. Took a shot of that shit, man.
Well, You know that I used to party a lot when I was younger, 18, 19, 20?
I can see that.
No, I've always been thin but and skinny. But I used to take pills back at the day. And I got home. My parents poured me a coffee and I was right at it again. That pumped me right back up. It was incredible stuff.
I went to Italy and when I sat down in a little cafe and asked for a coffee. You got to be careful when you ask for certain shit in certain countries. Their coffee is served with alcohol. So the espresso that I was drinking had a shot of whiskey in the motherfucker. Not only was I pumped up, but I was I had a pumped up buzz. I guess that's what you want to call it. I had a pumped up buzz because man, the whiskey inside of it was so fucking strong. The espresso itself was so strong. I mean, I was all day feeling good.
Where was that in Italy?
Yeah, down in Vicenza.
Oh, okay.
Didn't
they call it an Irish coffee or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I just sat down, you know, trying to be, culturally biased and, want to take in the culture and everything. So I had to fix me a coffee, but I didn't know.
But at the time that you take a sip, don't you taste that there is alcohol in it?
After I done shot it down, it's not like you sitting there sipping on it. It's just a shot.
When I
shoot it, then I taste the burn of the alcohol of the whiskey going down. You know what I'm saying? That shit burned like a motherfucker. I was like, wow, what is this? You know, it's like, well, it's got a little whiskey in it. I'm like, okay.
Hope you didn't have to drive for work.
No. We took a bus. We took a bus down to Italy from Germany, from Ansbach. Ansbach, Kauterbach. Took 12 hours.
Yeah, 12 hours on the bus? Oh, man.
Yeah.
I would.
Well, it wasn't like the Greyhound, though. It was actually a pretty comfortable ride.
What a Greyhound looks like from the inside?
Oh, well, yeah, my bad. Yeah.
It was a touring bus, in other words.
Yeah, it was a comfortable touring bus. There you go. The regular bus that you would catch from Florida to Kentucky or somewhere, it would be called Greyhound. And those are some nasty-ass buses. Those are some nasty-ass buses.
Yeah.
You sit in the seat and you get up and the goddamn seat is sticky. Yeah. Now, I've been there, done that. 24 hours on a motherfucking bus from goddamn Kentucky to Tampa, Florida. It took 24 fucking hours.
24 hours on a bus? Kill me now.
I was fucking dead. I mean, that shit, they horrified me, man. I mean, like, never will ride a bus again. A Kentucky man accused of strangling his wife is poised to claim excessive caffeine from sodas, energy drinks, and diet pills left him so mentally unstable he couldn't have knowingly killed her.
Diet pills. That could be.
Right. Woody Will Smith. Yeah, right. All right. 33 is scheduled for trial on a murder charge. Defense attorney Shannon Sexton plans to argue his client ingested so much caffeine in the days leading up to the killing that it rendered him temporarily insane.
I won't say it's impossible, but most likely he's making excuses.
You telling me that you can get, what would you call it, overhyped?
Overhyped, yeah, for sure. I don't know what diet pills he was taking, but do you remember back in the days those stacker pills, those little yellow tablets that had caffeine and guarana in
them? Oh, yeah. Then they came out with stacker 2 and all that kind of shit.
Some people got really, really energetic from that, so I popped 5 at once. And I was lying on the floor really, really tired. Please help me up. I can't stand.
What? So it pumps you up, but then you got a bad crash.
It doesn't work for me. That all that stuff that should enlighten you and make you feel better and energetic, that doesn't work for me. It has a different approach on my body, I guess. I don't know exactly why, but where I used to work, we have a fitness center downstairs where we used to sell all kind of supplements, weights, and all that kind of shit. So we had everything in the house. My boss was popping stackers like crazy. But yeah, I never liked that.
Yeah, but the stack of pills is a dietary supplement, which people don't really understand. It's dietary. So it's either going to make you gain weight or it's going to make you lose weight, depending on depending on your body.
Because it will make you less hungry. It's the same as if you want to do that or you want to lose weight by eating less, just drink a lot of water before you start to eat, and you will be able to put in less food before you're full. So that will work now the most stackers you get now are not as heavy as they used to be. They can't use the grana in them anymore and some other stuff that they put in. They can't use it anymore because it was proven to be a health hazard.
It's not as strong as Coca-Cola back in the days. It had Coke in it. Yeah.
Yeah, but there was so little. There was so little, just like the people in Colombia chewing on the leaves. There is so less cocaine really in a leaf that you chew on that it's almost the same as drinking coffee. And I bet you that...
What would be the purpose of chewing on a coca leaf, though?
It's the same as drinking coffee, getting a bit of energy, staying awake, stuff like that. It's
on
not
a coca leaf.
On a coca leaf, a coca leaf itself is not as hazardous. If you make cocaine, you take 1,000 leaves, I don't know how many, before you get 1 gram of cocaine. And you put a line of that, how many is that? 1/5 of a gram? That is 200 leaves that you put in your nose. And that's not one leaf that you chew on, so that's a completely... different amount that you take in. That's cool.
That
I'm calling in. Goofy Bone is going to call in.
All right. That's what it is. All right. Well, let's check it out, man. We over here in Michigan. Okay. I don't know what's bullshit, but all right. We're talking about the cocaine. Oh, yeah, we got a cocaine expert calling. Like a cocaine expert. We know we just pissed off somebody.
Well,
no, man, this is how you do it.
I should know. I should know, too.
I should not know. I'm strictly pot, people. Hell, I can't even grow a goddamn weed plant correctly. So what the fuck that tell you about my growing?
Timmy!
Alright, hello, people. Welcome to the show, Cocaine Cowboy.
Hey, man, you know what? When you chew on a cocaine leaf, no matter how, depending if it's a good one or not, you're going to get high off that shit. And it's going to keep you motivated, trust me. I know.
Yeah?
I was out in the bush.
What's the difference with coffee?
Come on, coffee's just a pick-me-up. Cocaine is like, you could get picked up by a crane. You know what I mean? It's like, it is, believe me, if you're chewing on a cocaine leaf, you are motherfucking guaranteed to be all fucking gacked out, zooted out, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Guaranteed.
No,
well, in that case...
Like, if you take a blood test, you know what I'm saying? Will it, like, show cocaine in your body?
Yeah.
So it is, but it I don't know. That's just weird to me how you get a powder substance from some motherfucking
weed. That's just like you eating weed. That shit's going to pop up in your system. Right. Regardless.
Eating bread with poppy seeds, too. That will give you a positive opiate test, and that's true. If you maybe not one bread, but if you eat a lot of bread with poppy seeds and you have to take an opiate test for heroin, opium, and stuff like that, you will test positive.
Well, isn't that the same shit that's on top of every Burger King hamburger that go out the door?
No. Those are yellow. Those are other seeds. The poppy seeds are black ones. Dark ones.
Okay. What the hell poppy seeds found on?
Papava plants. That are the
don't
plants.
Mean like food. Like what food would it be on?
A lot. Bread. Especially bread. The seeds are very tasteful, so they use that a lot. Let me see on Wikipedia if we can... Hey, poppy seeds for use in cooking and baking. Poppy seed oil. Hey, that sounds great. And blah, 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 blah. I'm on the page right now.
Oh, that's fucked up.
But yeah, if you're chewing on a cocaine leaf, you're going to get high, guaranteed.
Well, it's legal for us to have a coca plant in the house. It's legal for everybody to have a papava plant in the house, too.
Yeah, and I ain't never heard of that. You know, you don't hear people growing coke plants. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I have papaya plants in my garden.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, like, down here, you know what I'm saying? There's many motherfuckers who snort powder, you would think that a bitch would grow their own plant. But motherfuckers don't grow their own plant.
In my opinion, and I defer with Goofy from that, it's not
Bless
as
you.
Strong. It's not as strong, or else they would.
Or as a manufactured shit. But the manufactured shit, that's got shit added to it to make it, you know what I'm saying? They put speed, retinol, and all the other kind of shit to give it a boost. You know what I'm saying? It's still not.
Well,
it ain't shit until they add something to it. You know what I'm saying? Until they put the cut on it.
No. They don't add speed. At least I hope to. Speed is the most horrible drugs that you can find in the world, almost.
Well, down here they do. Well, retinol, whatever that shit is.
Retinol,
it's
speed too. Mm-hmm. That's amphetamine. That's amphetamine.
You get out the GNC. You get it out the GNC. Well, that's what they used to use. I know it was speed back in the day. They used to put speed. They used to cut that shit with any motherfucking thing. It puts goddamn vitamin C in your shit.
but if you snort real cocaine, that will only last for 30-45 minutes. If you sniff speed, that will last for 4-5 hours. So you will know the difference.
Damn. Yeah, I don't want shit like that. Who the fuck want to be up 4-5 hours, like, wide-eyed? You know what I'm saying?
I've seen people use it at schools. I've seen people use it at parties. Everywhere.
Yeah, I used to be with a chick that used it. My homeboy uses it. Majority of the motherfuckers that hang around me like to do that shit. But now I'm not a nose pirate. You know what I'm saying?
It slowly drives you crazy. I've actually seen a person where their parents said, "It's enough. We're going to lock you down in the house. You're not going to get any more speed until you kick off." Again, but you're staying here until you kick off. He went insane. He literally threw his TV out of a second-story window. "I want my speed. Wah!" And he didn't open the window. He threw it through the window.
What?
Hey.
Yeah, so that's speed, guy.
That's
anything is a hell of a drug. Like Rick James say, fuck cocaine, nigga. Anything is a hell of a drug. If you let it motherfucking get to you, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
but take control of it. Don't let the drug take control of you. You know what I mean?
Well, for some drugs, it's just better not to mess around with it.
Here we are. Check this out, man. We're over here in Michigan. Where a judge dismissed tickets against himself. That's the only reason why I'd be a goddamn judge. I'd never get in trouble. Yeah. Court records show that a Jackson County judge who was suspended indefinitely by the Michigan Supreme Court dismissed 9 traffic cases against himself and his wife. Damn. James Justice's lawyer, Dennis Kalinda, says his client acknowledges that he was wrong, but his actions warrant no more than a reprimand. What the f*** is you talking about? That's jail time. You just tamper with motherfucking evidence. Federal motherfucking property or whatever. Well, that's fed time. You got like fucked up. 9 times? Yeah.
Hey, I posted something in the chat room. I would appreciate it if you read it.
What? SanFranciscoCVS.local.com/2010/09/20/Teamsters. California marijuana growers.
Click the link.
Oh, you wanted me to click the link. My bad.
Come on, bro.
Sometimes, people. Sometimes, you know. Can't take everything literally. Oh, yeah, that's beautiful right there. That is beautiful. Damn. It is currently 68 degrees in San Francisco. And let's see here. This is in Oakland. As organized labor forces declining membership, one of the country's most important unions is looking to a new growth industry. Marijuana. Damn right. The Teamsters added nearly 40 new members, I bet you did, earlier this month by organizing the country's first group of unionized marijuana growers. Such an arrangement is likely only possible in California, which has the nation's loosest medical marijuana laws. But it's still unclear how the Teamsters will safeguard the rights of members who do work that's considered a federal crime. Didn't have this planned out when I became a Teamster 34 years ago to organize marijuana workers, said Lou Marchetti, who acted as a liaison between the growers and Oakland-based Teamsters Local 70. This is a whole new ball game. The new members work as gardeners, trimmers, and cloners for Mary Jean Investment. I guess that's what that's supposed to be.
Mary Jean Investment?
Or is it Mary Jean Investment?
It's the way that they got it spelled. Marjyn. What is that? Y'all trying to do Mary Jane on the low. You know what I'm saying? Mary Jane. That's what they're trying to do. What else?
Saying Mary Jane without actually saying Mary Jane.
Yeah. An Oakland business that contracts with medical marijuana patients to grow their pot for them. Their newly negotiated 2-year contract provides them with a pension, paid vacation, and I'm moving to fucking California.
Wait,
the current wages
hiring people to grow pots for medical purposes?
Come in a union.
Where do I sign?
You can be a part of a union.
Where do I sign?
What the fuck?
Where do I sign?
Wages, the current wages of $18 per hour will increase to $25.75 an hour within 15 months, according to the union. God damn!
Yeah. And, of course, I would take a certain piece of my crop that they won't be getting.
Are you serious? Goofy man, bruh, there's your motherfucking job. I don't know what the fuck you doing. But
I pray I get my job this week. That's when they make the final decision. Then I'll have a fucking job.
Damn, I'm talking about working for them motherfuckers.
Oh, I could. I don't know how the fuck you would get that job for real. That one, now that's a job right there, Peter.
Damn.
He was talking about a fucking job. That doesn't sound bad.
Oh, well, yeah, you got to go to Amsterdam for that. I'm just playing. Historically, the Teamsters are no strangers to entanglements with federal law enforcement. From the infiltration of the union by organized crime to the disappearance of union leader Jimmy Hoffa. Damn, didn't know that.
I know that name.
Yeah, Jimmy Hoffa. That was, yeah, he still ain't found that motherfucker body to this day. A bitch ain't found Jimmy Hoffa's body. That is some crazy shit. If the federal government decided to crack down on Margin, whatever the fuck, Marchetti said the union is still figuring out how to how it might intervene. Growing marijuana outdoors is not hard. The nickname weed is well earned. Indoor growing operations require more know-how and more work. But the most labor-intensive part of the process comes at harvest time, when growers rely on small armies of trimmers to clip the plants with resin-rich buds.
Yeah.
Right.
No other body time as cutting time.
Young man, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to right now. Listen up, when you're chopping 48 plants, man, that took me 2 days, and believe me, that's motherfucking a lot of fucking chopping.
Yeah.
That's work.
You just smoke a lot while doing it, and...
Oh, come on, you gotta do that.
Yeah.
just that will slow down the process just a little bit, you know.
Get in a few people that you know, let them smoke all they want, you smoke all they want, put up some music, have a good time.
I have my iPod on all the time.
Hey, it's better than a day job.
The work can be difficult and the hours long. Yeah, right. And trimmers cannot count on federal labor regulations to protect them while doing work banned under federal law. Who would give a fuck about a dental plan? Yeah, bitch. I'm motherfucking smoking free weed. You think I give a fuck?
I wonder if they let you smoke it if you're trimming it and shit.
Well,
I am, man. Well, but I'm saying, don't you got to touch the bud? You would be touching the bud anyway, so wouldn't the THC soak into your skin naturally?
Yeah, fuck. I had my iPod like just on the table, and if you look at my iPod, it is full of resin, and I mean just being around it, you feel the stickiness.
Let's see. This is a lot of bullshit, but it doesn't say how you can goddamn get into it. That's what I want to know. How can you, even within the state, has remained in the shadows, no clear growing plant, design making the city first authorized. 260 potential applicants have expressed interest in competing later this year for 4 permits for large-scale growing operations. Damn. Take you your permit. Are you motherfucking crazy?
Uh-huh.
Damn. Union membership will not be a requirement for receiving a payment permit, but labor standards are one of the many factors that will be considered. The union organizing effort and contract negotiations went smoothly. We chose to win one of the permits.
Doesn't it say somewhere that they prefer Dutch people?
Yeah. I see that written all over here. Not... About 100 workers in Oakland's retail medical marijuana dispensaries joined the United Food and Commercial Workers in May. The Teamsters have never tried to organize dispensary workers because retail has never been an industry in which they have traditionally been involved. Teamsters have long vied with the United Farm Workers and other unions to represent agricultural workers. But so far, no other unions have competed with the Teamsters for the membership of medical marijuana growers. I don't think so. The Teamsters would never organize an illegal business. This is what they stating, but, I mean, damn. That is crazy. They got a comment down here that says, just what the state needs, crooks organizing criminals. What a world we live in these days. When future robberies or other invasions of the pot farms happen, and I guess we'll have to separate the criminal thugs from the union thugs. It's like the goddamn gang members who motherfucking held the fucking town hall meeting and shit. They got these stupid motherfuckers. Yeah,
hey, man,
respect the police.
What's wrong with gang members doing town hall meetings?
Well, the gang members demanding respect from the police.
From the police and local law enforcement officials. That's why they call the town hall meetings.
Bikes out here, but I'll tell you one thing that happens. San Jose Police Department's gang unit falls victim to budget crunch. crisis, so that helped me a lot. I'll tell you that for damn sure, people.
Hell no, budget crisis. What, they done pocketed all the goddamn money and didn't put the motherfucking shit back in?
No, man. Now, there's some lady out here. She goes by the name of Nora Campo. She spent $1,700,000 to try to get rid of us. Uh-oh. Caught a little fucking baby and get out of the kitchen. Anyways. But yeah, she tried to get rid of us, man. And these gang task force motherfuckers, they're dirty. They'll plant shit. Like, if you seen that movie, American Gangster, they'll straight plant shit in your motherfucking car while you're on the car. And then they'll be like, oh, well, where did this come from? You know what I mean? And the stupid thing is that a lot of my friends, that like, they'll throw, like, the, say, the weed or maybe the coke or whatever that they planted on them. They'll throw it at them, so they'll touch it, and they'll look at it and be like, this ain't mine. But boom, there's your fingerprints on it.
The fingerprints on it, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they try to pull that shit on me, they threw it at me, I just looked at it on the ground. I go, I ain't touching that shit. What, you think I'm stupid? They hate me because I'm a smart gangster. I use my brain. You know what I mean? Us people who are brought up in this world, you're born with a brain. But if not, you got to develop your brain. Obviously, I was born with a brain. So that's why they hate me all the time. And believe me, now that this shit happened, I could walk the streets and live my life, I guess you could say.
Yeah, but you don't go around and asking for respect from the police, do you?
Oh, no, I don't.
So, yeah, that was the issue.
I basically, when I get pulled over, I'll straight yell at the cop and be like, why'd you pull me over? If they don't have no fucking excuse, then I'll start getting at them. And when I get at them, believe me, I've got at them so many times. I could have had 3 DUIs, but because of me yelling at them, I don't want to deal with this motherfucker. They always let me go. You know what
I mean? If you get over here, you can be a smart ass against the police all you want. That's not much of a problem. If you go over the border and do it in Germany, they will hit you. I mean, they will hit you.
You don't fuck with the Polizei, what?
Polizei.
They don't fuck around. When you hear that, you better get your ass out of the way. And when they come through with gang tactics. I mean, they jump out 10 deep, and when they rush into whatever, I mean, I was in the club down in Nuremberg, and these motherfuckers the Turks started fighting. Now, that's the people you don't fuck with either. You don't fuck with Turks because every single one of them motherfuckers got a knife on them. And they use it. They ain't no pull out and be like, hey, no. When they pull it out, bitch, your ass finna die or get fucked up because 10 of them finna jump on you. The police guy came in and with a club full of Turks, I mean, you seen motherfuckers getting tossed out. Literally tossed out with knives and shit in their hands. Bullets out on play. They bug bust in that bitch. I mean, grab, and you better move, because if you don't move, they throwing your ass out the way. They grab you and they literally throw you outside. And they don't give a fuck. And no matter if you want to, they gonna beat your ass down and then take you to jail. They don't have none of these old fucking police brutality laws and all that gay shit we got over here. Hell to the knob.
I had a friend
law
of mine.
Is law.
I had a friend
play.
Of mine, and I can say this, he's not listening, but he's not all too bright. And he was in my house literally saying, yeah, the police over here are sissies. The police in America, at least they get respect. I say they don't get respect over there, they get fear.
Yeah, it is what they try to do.
If they pull me over in my car and they pull a gun on me immediately, I'm afraid. I don't have a gun. I don't like to be pointed at with a gun, all that shit. So if you point me a gun, that's not respect I'm talking about.
Exactly. Well, this is fucked up, man. We're over here in Georgia. Where driver hits man and a 2-year-old just to get a goddamn parking space.
A what?
A parking space.
Yeah. And after this man wanted a parking spot bad enough to hit 2 people with his car to get it. Foley said. Ross Campbell of Staffman was standing in a parking spot holding his three-year-old son when Richard Junkins pulled up in a Ford Mustang. Campbell refused to move, and Junkins, after exchanging a word, continued pulling in the space, hitting the man and the child.
Sounds great.
Damn. Dumbass should have got your motherfucking ass out of the way. What the fuck you standing in the damn parking space for? Bitch, you not a cop. Get your fuck ass out of the way. Shit. I can see that, people. I can honestly see that. Our American Temples don't play that shit. So get your fuck ass out the way. And that's what I would have been telling them, too, if I was in the car. Hey, man, get your fuck ass out the parking space, man. Bitch, move. All right, don't move then. All right. Then ran your ass over. And this is the whole conversation that I probably sure went down. But I wouldn't have hit him if he had a kid in his hand. You know what I'm saying? But if you ain't have no kid, you fuck around, you a hit ass motherfucker fucking with me. Get the fuck out of the way. Over here in Spokane, I think that's Washington, police get a search warrant for a man's rectum.
A man's rectum?
Police officers recently obtained a search warrant for a man's rectum. The 31-year-old Spokane man was arrested on misdemeanor warrants at a traffic stop. The suspect refused orders to bend over, spread his buttocks, and cough. He stood with his buttocks clenched tightly and refused to cooperate. For further instructions, a judge then signed a search warrant authorizing officers to search the man's body cavity, and he was transported to Providence Sacred Heart Medical Center.
Hey,
the search came up empty.
Just give him five tacos and a lot of booms and see what comes up.
That is fucked up. Well, why would you be pulling the man over on some misdemeanor shit, asking him to bend over?
Let me go ahead and check your privates real quick.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let me check your prostate while I'm in here. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
It's like, your butt is a little too big. Let me see what you got up in there. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man.
I never have that problem.
Yeah, I ain't never heard of that problem. They don't even do that shit when you go to jail. They don't search your ass and all that. Damn. Now, unless you got an introduction of contraband, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And yeah, you one of them motherfuckers that they will do a body cavity search on. You done been caught before sneaking motherfucking weed or something in your ass into the jail? Oh, yeah. Well, then they put you on a motherfucking list, and they search your ass. Since you apparently like motherfuckers going in your ass, well, they oblige you. Shit. But other than that, yeah, that's not a normal practice here. You know what I'm saying? That's not normal. Man.
Sounds fun.
Sounds fucked up. Down here in Florida, a Cubs player, that's out of Chicago, is hospitalized and is impaled by a broken back.
Damn.
Tyler Colvin is in stable condition at a local hospital after being impaled, meaning hit people, in his upper left chest by a piece of broken bat at Sunlight Stadium.
Impaled means making a hole, so he actually had that thing in him.
Eh?
What?
To impale, never heard of Vlad the Impaler, the guy that they based the Dracula on. He stuck a stick up somebody's ass, made it come out of their neck and in the bottom of their face while they were still alive, and they would be alive for two or three more days like that.
Sounds fun.
So to impale is to actually
stick
through somebody, make a hole in it. If you impale your lung, you have a hole in your lung.
Damn. Colvin was scoring from third on Wellington Castillo's RBI double when a piece of bat hit him in the chest. He was transported to the Ryder Trauma Unit of Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami, where x-rays were taken and the wound was being sutured. Yeah, so yeah, he had to sew his ass up. Damn.
Uh-huh. What kind of ass?
Well, not literate people. Y'all know I'm South, goddammit. Stop taking my words literally. No, people, they didn't sew his ass up. Fucking sew his wound up. Jeez. In California, where this is Goofy Bone probably responsible for this, but we'll never know until the end. Missing cult-like group may have plans for mass suicide. Check your backyard, Goofy. They're in your backyard, man. Growing a beef. Oh, yeah. A cult-like group of 13 Salvadorans, including 8 children, is missing in Southern California after leaving behind notes indicating plans to commit mass suicide. How is that mass suicide? It's only 13 of you motherfuckers.
That's mass suicide.
That ain't mass. That ain't a massive amount of people. Shit.
Well, more than zero is too many.
Nah, well, hey.
Well, unless
you
them
motherfuckers want to follow somebody in the name of goddamn religion, and the religion tells you to kill your motherfucking self, well, get the fuck off this planet, then. Bye. Peace the fuck out, because you some ignorant motherfuckers.
Do you know that?
Hey, Charlie, I got to take off real quick, but, yeah, you have a good show, homeboy.
All right, that's great. What was your show about today? I seen you do it early. You did the early show.
I woke up hella early. I had some chicks over this whole weekend, but you know, I had to take them home. So you know, I took them home, and you know, I just fucking was bored, so I just did a show.
Well, there you go, people. Check out 186 Deuce rerun. You know what I'm saying, from this morning show. Just hanging, I guess it was called.
It was a horrified Monday. But shout out to the Raiders, they won. And shout out to your Tampa Bay Bucks, they won too.
Yeah, man.
Tampa Bay Bucks.
Brother, are you laughing at my mother team? My mother,
the Tampa Bay Bucks. B-U-T-T-S.
No, Bucks. B-U-T-S. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, like a pirate, a buccaneer, a thief, a killer.
Yeah, he don't know about
that kind of shit. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to get out of this bitch. Y'all motherfuckers have a good day, and I'll see you when I see you.
All right,
homeboy.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Oh.
Hey, talking about mass suicide. Do you know about the Heaven's Gate story?
The Heaven's Gate?
Yeah? Never heard of that?
No.
No? Did you remember somewhere in the 90s that Hale Bob was passing over the comet?
No, I ain't never heard of that.
Okay, well, there was a cult in America, and I've seen several documentaries about that. That's really weird. They believed that there was a UFO tracking behind the comet, and if they would commit suicide at the moment that the comet was passing by, their souls would be able to go on board on the UFO, and they would take them to a better place. So they all waited for the comet to come back. Yeah, not everybody. Some people got out, and they told their story about it on the documentary that I watched. And, yeah, about, I think, 39 people committed suicide.
That ain't the biggest one. The biggest one was with that, with the white dude, man, that had all them stupid motherfuckers take cyanide poisoning.
Hey, what's wrong? Hey.
And, but he killed, I mean, it was a lot, man. That was sad as fuck. When the people came, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, the parents sitting there holding the goddamn kids. They done killed the kids, you know, 3 years, babies and shit. You know what I'm saying? They done killed everybody. Everybody in that bitch was dead outside. With all of them suffered from poisoning. And I forgot what the hell the religious belief behind that shit was. But people If y'all motherfuckers don't believe in yourself, fuck everybody else and what the hell are they thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The only true way to get to wherever the hell you want to be at is to believe and trust in yourself and do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the right things may be, you got to figure that out for yourself.
Don't
try to save the world, save the fucking world. But committing suicide and taking yourself out, that is not your job. You ain't put on this planet to kill yourself. That makes no sense. Why the fuck are we giving you life, you know what I'm saying, in order to explore and appreciate what's on this planet for you to just motherfucking make a goddamn punk-ass decision like that and take your own fucking life? Or have anybody else influence you to take your fucking life?
Well, people got to think for themselves first. And all those cult leaders, they paid very good attention to all the people that, like Hitler and Stalin, all those people that could make a speech and convince masses to follow them. They all paid very good attention to that, and yeah, the people are being a victim of that. I don't know if I can really blame them, but...
Children in the group are ages 3 to 17. The letters essentially state that they are all going to heaven shortly to meet Jesus and their deceased relatives.
All right,
numerous
Jim
letters
Jones. It's supposed
found,
to be Jim Jones, that's the name.
Yeah. Numerous letters found say goodbye to their relatives. It is believed through further investigation that the missing persons' intentions are to commit mass suicide. And they do have an update. The update says, that they are found. The members of a breakaway religious sect were found praying at a Los Angeles County park Sunday, halting a frantic search for the 5 adults and 8 children who went missing after writing letters to family members saying goodbye. Deputies found the group at 11:55 a.m. Sunday at Jackie Robinson Park in Palmdale after getting a tip they might be there. Los Angeles County, blah, blah, blah. He said all members are apparently safe. Officers have been searching a wide swath of Southern California since Saturday after family members found letters saying the group was awaiting an apocalyptic event and would soon see Jesus and their dead relatives in heaven. The group of El Salvadorian immigrants described as cult-like by sheriff's officials was led by Reina Marisol Chicas, a 32-year-old woman from Palmdale in northeast Los Angeles County. Members left behind cell phones, IDs, deeds to property, and letters indicating they were awaiting the rapture. Essentially, the letters... Yeah.
You're all
some fucking crack, man. You're some crack. Y'all some fucking crack, man.
That's the most unbelievable story in the Bible that I have read.
Oh, the rapture and the coming of the rapture.
Yeah, I thought God was supposed to be a loving God. That's not a loving God.
Man. Well, like the Lord said, it will be false prophets. You know what I'm saying? And false preachers and everything else. And with this Chica bitch, she's damn sure demonstrating, the falsehood of motherfucking religion. And that is very sad, you know what I'm saying, that people mislead people like that intentionally.
Timmy!
Hello, people. We'll get to this last article. 210, konnichiwa.
Whoa, you're very low. Can you turn up the volume a little?
Timmy!
Hello?
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 That's better.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello? Feeling like a villain. What's happening, brother?
It's Jaime Garcia from San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, who got Jaime in the building, people? Let me give a goddamn... Applause, shit. I ain't heard from you in a while, brother. Ain't heard from you in a while.
I can't log in, so I figured I'd call in. What's up? How y'all doing?
What happened with the login? BTR Tripper?
I'm the one that's the guest all the time that can't log in. I'm sitting there watching, but it won't let me log in for whatever reason.
Oh. You ever tried switching your browser up?
Which what?
From Internet Explorer to Firefox or the other way around?
No, I've never done that.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Yeah, you might want to download like Mozilla Firefox. That's what I use.
What they call them?
No.
Mozilla Firefox.
Yeah.
I'll post it in the chat room. You're in there, right? As a guest user.
Yeah.
So it's just another browser like Google Chrome and all that. But I hate Google Chrome. Google Chrome sucks. for me, it sucks.
I don't use it either.
I'll download
it.
That's why I call and say what's up. I didn't get to get on the show today. You know, I'm always coming in late.
No, it's all good. You know, you got to pay the bills, brother. You got to pay the bills.
Hey, coming late is better than coming early. In some cases.
Right. Not even going to cover that one. I don't feel like that. Let me give you the last one since you're up in the building because we are finishing up. With the UK, goddammit, they still in the head. They still in the head. That's what I'm talking about. British Railway cuts toilets from trains. What the? That is nasty. To be on a motherfucking train without a bathroom. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A British railway company has decided to eliminate toilets on new trains going into service on some of its lines. Union Chief Bob Crowe told BBC News the Southern Railway move is unacceptable and could turn the trains into stinking cattle trucks for both passengers and rail staff. Southern Railway said in a statement the new toiletless trains will go into service on shorter commuter routes where most people travel for less than half an hour. Trains will operate on at least one route where the trip time is more than 90 minutes. I can understand if it was just local, like, less than 30 minutes, because you can't hold your motherfucking piss of shit. But goddamn, 30 minutes, something wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? But sitting on a train for 90 minutes, over an hour, that's the problem. That's a health problem, because you making people sit up there and hold the bowel movement, which, you know, causes a backup in your intestines, which actually can motherfucking lead to a lot of goddamn intestinal problems. But I guess they didn't think of that. You know what I'm saying? They only thought about, you know, curving the so-called budget. You know what I'm saying?
Plus the fact that if you really have to go, you really have to go.
You might have to be
out the window.
You know what I'm saying? Then you get fired for indecent exposure and shit because you got your dick out the window taking a piss and shit. Like, hey, I mean, what else I was finna do? You know, piss on the floor with the. Yeah, that makes no sense, people. To me, they should just stick a goddamn, make a hole in the side of the train. There you go. Stick your ass in the hole. There you go. Shit out the side of the train. You know what I'm saying?
I hope those side poles. I hope the signposts don't go really close next to the train.
Oh, yeah. Wow!
That actually happened in the Netherlands. Yeah, a little different. There was a guy who was sitting in the train, and he thought, oh, how far is it till the next train station? So he stuck his hat out of the window, and a pole took his hat clean off. It was only a body falling back into the train, all people, mass hysteria and all that shit, and you had a head bouncing on the side of the railroad.
That is nasty. And you
it was a
sucker.
Alive. Was
you know his head was still alive, so he can see his ass rolling down the tracks. That's kind of gross. Yeah, I'm sorry, Pete. Just in time for Halloween. That's fucked up. Anybody celebrate Halloween? Does anybody celebrate Halloween?
We do over here.
Or practice. I don't know how you really celebrate, but practice Halloween. I don't know what the fuck you call it. Anybody dress up and shit.
So you do Halloween.
Do you do Halloween. Stuff. Yeah, well, I'll be putting my fat man costume back on this year. I don't personally, do Halloween. because of everything that's wrapped up in it. You know what I'm saying? People just take advantage of holidays, you know. And this shit right here, in my neighborhood, they try to come out with the most sickest fucking costumes, you know what I'm saying? And to me, that is so fucked up on a child. I mean, when children are scared of fucking clowns at a goddamn circus, how you don't think they gonna be scared of a motherfucker walking, you know what I'm saying, with shit oozing out his face and a knife wound and all this whole crap? I mean, I've seen the most craziest shit during Halloween time. And then, you know, in my neighborhood, you know, when the masks come out, you get your ass off the streets. And you know what I mean. Because that's the perfect time for motherfuckers to start robbing in the neighborhood. Because, you know what I'm saying, who the hell, everybody got masks on. Robberies pick up, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't fuck with Halloween like that. I don't do Halloween. Unless I got a mass amount of people around me, I don't fuck around with Halloween. You know what I'm saying? That is the clear-cut way to get your ass robbed. I mean, these old sick bastards down here, they rob the kids for candy and shit. No bullshit.
You don't have to ask me. For starters,
jack your kids for candy.
For starters, we don't do Halloween over here. And for seconds, I don't do holidays at all. I don't even celebrate Christmas. The great thing about Christmas in the Netherlands is the Muslim dining stands. How did it call it? Where you can order food. Restaurants, yeah, that's it. They are open on Christmas and stuff. So you can just order in and get a pizza and all that stuff on Christmas.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not a big bah humbug or anything like that, but it Christmas nowadays has no meaning. You know what I'm saying? I base everything from me growing up, and it's not that anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, motherfucking parents don't even lie properly to the kids no more. You know what I'm saying? They just say, fuck it, they ain't even know, which I didn't agree with anyways. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is a Santa Claus? You know what I'm saying? I just feel that it should be, if we can find something more beneficial to tell our kids than to sit up there and lie to them about some fucking Saint Nick bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You can find some other creative way, you know, to say, hey, kids, this is the time of year that, you know what I'm saying, we take out once a year to, you know, to especially appreciate, you know what I'm saying, each other as being family members. So this is why we give gifts. In exchange, and we sit down and we have dinner, you know what I'm saying? You know, that sounds more truthful to me than talking about, well, kids, if you be real good all year, a motherfucker gonna come sliding down a chimney. Bitch, we don't even have chimneys in Florida. So where the fuck that story even, where the fuck that even made sense at? You know what I'm saying? And nowadays, you got goddamn Santa Claus on a commercial. He got a fucking big-ass stogie in his mouth. I done seen three different commercials. I seen one with Santa riding on a Harley Davidson with a bitch with a boobs hanging out, and he got a guy on the back representing Mrs. Claus. You know what I'm saying? With his old ass with Mrs. Claus looking like she's 20. And he got a goddamn sunglasses with a big-ass stogie hanging out of his mouth. Now, does that represent the season of giving, love, and all of that? Hell
well,
no.
Most people don't even know what Christmas is about, especially over here. Most people aren't even Christian, but they celebrate Christmas like crazy. And then you ask them, hey, are you a Christian? No. Do you go to church on Christmas? No. So why do you celebrate Christmas? Oh, we have the day off and it's a good dinner and stuff like that.
Mm,
okay.
There you go. That's the best reason for me, you know what I'm saying? That's the best reason for me is Thanksgiving twice a year, shit. Except you get gifts, you know what I'm saying, and you only get to eat at Thanksgiving. You know, motherfuckers don't even know why we even celebrate. Why, honestly, do you celebrate Thanksgiving when technically the motherfucking punk-ass pirates that came over here, you know what I'm saying, took the land. They didn't come over here and buddy-buddy up with the Indians. They came over here and murdered the goddamn Indians. So where all that fucking lying-ass bullshit talking about the Mayflower, the Pinta, the Punta, all this old gay-ass shit applies to us? We should not be celebrating that shit. That makes no sense. We are saying, "Happy, thanks for killing off the Indians and giving us motherfucking a lifetime of hell so far." Dave. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? That makes no sense. That's like celebrating Christmas for fucking Columbus Day when this son of a bitch didn't do nothing but new and improved. Like most of these pirate-ass motherfuckers keep lying about the history. They find something, come along, put a flag down, and now it's new and improved. Oh, I found it. You didn't find shit.
Oh, we're all already off the episode. It's
Well, it's
past 2 o'clock.
After our VIP after hour extra special session right here, people. This is, most people don't get this. You know what I'm saying? Unless y'all call in. Why am I have so many guests popping
hey,
up?
But before I don't want to interrupt you, Smelly, but Jaime, is that your name? Do I pronounce it right?
Yeah, you got it.
All righty. He called in and he wants to say something, but I didn't really hear what he had to say, so.
No, I called in to say hello to everybody and what's up. I'm listening. I just can't get on your damn show. It won't let me.
Yeah, he can't get into the chat room. I don't know why.
Hello?
And it's been like that for how long? Heavily
like
you been on. Are you
ever since I got on the damn thing, I can't get on.
It's got to be a browser, man. Yeah,
I did the Firefox. I did the Firefox, but it ain't helping.
Oh, you already installed it. It didn't.
I'm going to reboot.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I think
I'll reboot it, maybe.
Get
you
in
there
with
hear
my
me?
Shows and that.
Yeah, how's my best buddy
Angel,
doing?
Man.
Hey, what's up, Angel? How you doing, girl?
I'm fine. How you doing? How's the weather?
It's going to start raining soon.
Stormy weather, huh?
Heavily Angel's a sidekick.
Yep.
You got a co-host and then
you
got
every
a
day.
Sidekick.
I got every day.
And the sidekick brought her own sidekick.
We got a bunch of sidekicks I bring.
And I noticed, you know, BTR now, they have, like, if you look at the interface, you know what I'm saying, they done switched it up. So now they have it broke down to where I guess they're doing a shit like Twitter or something. You can actually follow a person. I don't know what the hell that would mean, but.
Well, that's the same thing what you did earlier, that you would subscribe to your show, that it shows up in your My Blog Talk on the left section.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's just like, it was the same shit. You add as a friend or favor, and that's what it was. So they took the heart.
Yeah.
I guess they took the heart away and they just made it follow.
Yeah, they
so
made
everybody
the favorite,
kept
made,
click on the heart.
Follow.
Click on the heart. Yeah. Oh, okay. And I didn't even notice that. They removed the, they took the heart away. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how you used to fave the shows. When you fave the shows, and that's what makes it show up on the sideline. So they kind of, making it more user friendly by doing it that way.
Well, I don't know if they really took the heart away. I guess you could still do it on the old way, but you have an extra way of doing it by the follow button next to the show name.
By the follow. Oh.
Follow,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the same function.
Yeah, it looks nice. It looks more user friendly, and when you go to schedule your shows and stuff like that. It details, you know what I'm saying, how many people that listening in the archives and that has, how many people are actually listening live on the show, and then it has the how many people are actually, you know, I guess in the chat room or whatever. So it has three different breakdowns, you know what I'm saying, to give you all of your stats and stuff like that. Pretty nice. Service still sucks, but pretty nice. Yeah. Work. All right, beautiful people of the world, I got to go out and find some marijuana to smoke, you know.
You didn't have a smoke?
Nah, man, you know, actually, y'all ain't heard me coughing and carrying on, so that ought to told you something, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
It was just natural, I didn't notice.
Please stop.
I'm fucking not.
I'm dying over here.
I don't have any weed.
You're dying, all right.
I'm waiting on a delivery like Miss Heavenly Angel. You know, it comes straight to the door. You know what I'm saying?
Bam, motherfucker!
Oh. I'll be waiting on that package. Shit. Hell yeah, I'm waiting on that package. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What flavor you want? Ah. You know? Order it up.
I don't know. Y'all talking about that bubblegum shit. I tasted bubblegum. I don't too much like that myself.
Have
you tasted Dutch bubblegum? No, you didn't.
No, you're right.
I'm just saying that the shit that they claim down. They say the problem down here, motherfuckers spray weed. Where do they do that at? A bitch had, you can go into like the little head shops, the little, you know.
I know what they do.
Little,
they spray weed
and
to make it heavier. They put
it,
on.
No. They spray it to make it smell like dro. So they got blueberries. So when they spray it with the weed, now it smells like blueberry. Or they put all these different flavors and shit. They're talking, yeah, I got that strawberry dro. What the fuck? Ain't no motherfucking strawberry dro. That's some goddamn backyard-ass weed. Some goddamn spray on it. And motherfuckers sit there and smell that shit.
You know what they're doing in that?
Actual spray. It's an actual spray that they sell to spray on weed.
They
to
spray
make the weed smell better.
They spray some kind of metal over wheat in the Netherlands to make it heavier. And you know what they do with the wheat? They ship it to outside the country.
Okay.
And you put metal. How do you put metal on it, though? I mean,
nice
business
there.
It's the spray.
Okay. Metal.
But you can taste it. Everybody over here who has a little bit experience with pot smoking will sense that immediately and say, hey, what is this bull crap that you are selling to me? So that won't happen over here, but they just ship it to outside the country to people that don't smoke a lot. They just buy it, but it's not healthy, so.
And that's legal, so you can legally kill somebody without... Oh, it's not legal.
You can't grow those amounts. And if you grow those amounts, you're illegal. So spraying another thing on illegal would make it even more illegal. If you actually hurt people, they can sue you.
Yeah. That's good.
Well, that sounds like what America
cool.
does. So, hey.
something illegal.
That sounds like our government.
Come right over.
Oh, man, that sounds like our go.
Ghetto Amsterdam. All right.
No. You won't
not
find
Amsterdam.
That weed in
Hell
Amsterdam.
No.
You will only find that weed in
that.
France,
Never
Italy, been. Or Germany.
Hell no.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, so you ain't saying send it over here to the United States. They just send it other parts of Europe.
No. To really get it overseas, that would be too much hassle. You will never find Dutch weed over in America, or it would be some Dutch guy growing it there and then claiming it would be Dutch weed, which is technically true. But we don't have borders over in Europe anymore, so you can cross the border to Germany, Italy, Spain, France, Belgium freely. So those countries get screwed with the shitty weed.
Damn.
Bailey wants to go for a walk.
Uh-huh, I know.
Yeah, hear the dog. Hey, you!
Like the show is over, people. The show is over.
Well, this might help your health Monday, which I forgot to put the damn Monday. I just put my health, your health, but all right. And change of clothes, man. I mean, I never would thought I would have to say that to an adult. But apparently I need
to
rerun this goddamn show tonight when I go to the club and play this shit very loud for these frowsy ass motherfuckers who can't seem to wash their goddamn ass or dry their fucking clothes properly before they decide to put them shits on. That is wrong. That is, that is very childlike. And that's what my environment consists of. So, I wonder why I'm trying to get the fuck up out of here. But, that's why. So, good people of the world, you know what I'm saying? Good, beautiful people of the world, like, thank you all. You know what I'm saying? And sayonara to you.
Sayonara.
Sayonara. Much love.
Which is Tuesday's time.
You got any, any Shelly? Special friend?
Yeah. I need to call her because you always asking for that damn show. Yeah, hey, shit, I got this goddamn lady always asking me your goddamn song and shit. Yeah.
Need to get her on.
So, oh, you got to play it. Yeah, when I had her on the last time, though, she was excellent. She was actually sick, so I do need to bring her back on so she can sing live for us. She sounds excellent. I mean, when you hear a person over the phone and they sound good, that you already know that the show is going to be fucking excellent. So I heard Q Harper when we had him on the show. And I mean, that dude, you can't. What I told Miss Sweetie Love, I said, watch when he come on. I said, that motherfucker's going to sing his way onto the show. And so enough, so the first word down there came out of his mouth, boo, 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 boo. I'm like, what I said. Came on the show singing. That's what I'm talking about. That's a real artist right now. You know what I'm saying? You can sing at the drop of a dime and you can hold a note.
Hey, Elvis Presley, Elvis Presley even did his movie singing.
Did who?
Elvis Presley. Have you seen his movies? It was just like it was singing on stage. Which comedian did a part about that?
I'm not an Elvis fan because the only thing I can do for Elvis is shine his motherfucking shoes or whatever racist bullshit he said. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck Blue suede shoes, baby.
Yeah, shine these Blues Way shoes.
Well, if you see one of his movies, that's really hilarious. He comes on stage and he sings all his lines because he doesn't know how to act.
Hell no. I can probably believe that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, baby. You know I love
hey,
this.
Hey, baby.
Oh, sorry, people. That's, that's it. And we are out of people, Shelly K, for all my special friends out there, man. Mr. Haney Garcia. Gracias, mi amigo. That's what it is. Pestoso. Yeah. Captain Pestoso. In the building. Or out the building. That's real. Peace is out. And we are back on the show live tomorrow, Lord willing.
You're free. I will always stand by your side through bad or good times. I'll always say you're a friend of mine. I want you to know you're free. Times when
Never ever leave me sad. You do it all.